Well, it seems appropriate to have. Where do you guys adjust the volume for President Correa here? It seems appropriate to have the Illini fight song greet you.
Yes.
Nice to see you, Mr. President. How are you?
Thanks for inviting us.
Well, it's a pleasure to see you, and it's a pleasure to see my friend Peter Greenberg. Now, Peter, you've got to do the background here.
I'm just going to be very quiet, let the president do all the talking.
Well, he can do the talking, but explain how you two get together and what the show is.
Well, I've been doing this for about 15 years. It's called The Royal Tour. We've talked about it before on the air. I go to individual heads of state somewhere around the world, kings, presidents, prime ministers, and I actually get them to give me 6 days of their schedule unencumbered. And then for the next 6 days, that king, prime minister, or in this case, President Correa, is my personal tour guide to the country for a one-hour television special that will be premiering tomorrow night right here on WTTW.
This is an idea that you had played around with for years. Are you amazed at the access you're being granted? I mean, look, Peter, you're a swell guy, Peter, but come on.
You know what? Presidents, prime ministers, and kings realize that travel is the largest industry in the world.
Sure.
It's one out of every 10 jobs. It's 10% of global GDP.
Right.
And especially in a country like Ecuador, tourism is a very big deal. And most Americans, you and I have talked about this on the show.
Sure.
Only 37% of Americans even have a passport.
Right, right, right.
So, and most of them don't even know where Ecuador is. So my job is to be the tag along, as I am today. I'm tagging along.
Well, it's a wonderful opportunity.
It is. To see the country through the eyes of its leader.
Right. And who loves Ecuador more than you, sir?
A lot of people love our country.
Yeah. So you grew up with modest means. You end up how at the University of Illinois? You were at the University of Illinois.
Yes, sir. I studied there.
What did you study?
Economics. A master's degree and a PhD in economics.
All right. So if anybody has any questions about your economic policies, they can blame the Illini.
Come on.
We were talking about tourism just a second ago, as you know.
This is another very important economic policy.
Well, it's very important. Yeah.
Promote tourism.
All right. So let's promote tourism. Yes. When I come to Ecuador, what do you want me to see first?
Oh, you can see a lot of things. For instance, Quito. We have a new airport with new roads. Outstanding roads, outstanding airport, and Quito was the first World Cultural Heritage declared by UNESCO. Quito itself
sure.
is a wonder.
Right. And what is a historical site you're going to direct me to?
For instance, to the old downtown.
The
largest and best preserved historical district in the whole region.
As a lifetime native, what is your favorite thing in all of Ecuador? And you can't say the house you grew up in.
So, well, I like to visit my born city, Guayaquil, you know.
Okay.
But you can go, for instance, in Quito to the middle of the world, latitude zero, the equator, you know.
Are you a married guy? Yes.
Okay, but
yes.
You want to get married or a relative.
You want me to marry someone else? What are you suggesting, Mr. President?
No, because we have a little chapel there with an altar exactly on the equator.
Is that right?
Yes. So your fiancé can be in the southern hemisphere and
right.
you in the northern hemisphere.
So if she changes her mind, she can spin in the opposite direction as she walks into the sunset. When was the last time you were in Chicago?
I was
15 years
saying
ago.
This to yeah. Peter, perhaps 15 years ago.
Well, listen, I believe the world needs to get along better. I want great relationships with your country. So what is your opinion of how we're doing things? Do we have good relations with your country at this point?
Yes. America is our most important commercial partner.
Right.
But we can always, it's possible to improve our bilateral relation.
So, Peter, from a transportation yeah. and a tourism standpoint, what do Americans need to know?
Well, the president talks about Quito, but it's a whole lot more than Quito.
Mm-hmm.
You got four different regions there. You could be in the mountains, you could be the beach, you can be basically on the Amazon in a rainforest within 3 hours or 4 hours of Quito, and then you fly an hour and a half out of, off the coast, and the one place that Americans think they know, the Galapagos
sure.
Islands, you know, yeah. Charles Darwin lives.
Yes, where the turtles are.
Giant turtles.
Okay.
You've never seen turtles this big
right.
or move
right.
this slow.
Right. And easy. And
well, you know what the president says?
As our bureaucrat.
Yeah, we were out there looking at the turtle one day and I said, how fast does this thing go? He says, well, he's really moving. He's going 2 miles an hour. And the president goes, yeah, bureaucrats.
See, this is why I told Andrea this a little while ago. President Correa is very funny. He has very active Twitter account. You should follow him.
I have to say, we go out to the Napo River, which is the main tributary to the Amazon. The water is filled with piranha. Mm-hmm. Okay, he throws me in.
Do you think he was a political rival? What?
Ecuador is the most compact, biodiverse country in the world.
Right.
We have the biggest quantity of animal species. And in a tiny territory, smaller than the state of Nevada, for instance. And you can have breakfast in the beach with fresh seafood.
Oh, fresh seafood.
You can drive 4 hours and to have lunch in the highlands, very beautiful highlands, snow-capped mountains on the equator, the only place in the world where you can find snow on the equator. And for driving 4 more hours, you can have dinner in the jungle in the Amazon region. Just you can do only in Ecuador.
And then he can throw you in the water with the piranha.
Right, for a good time. I have always wanted to visit your country. You make it sound wonderful, and I'm sure it is, so now I have to put it on the agenda.
You're more than welcome.
You mentioned the rainforest. The Pope's visit recently, he addressed the rainforest directly. What did you think of the Pope's comments?
The Pope?
When the Pope visited your country, he talked about conservation and the rainforest.
Yes, of course. We are leader at world level in conservation. You know, our constitution is the first constitution in human history giving rise to nature, to the nature.
Your English is very good.
Come on.
No, it really is. Did you study?
I have to improve my English.
Well, you're in Chicago. You'll pick it up.
May I say hello to my fellow citizens here in Chicago?
Of course.
But in Spanish, because we have a huge Ecuadorian community.
Please, sir. It's an honor.
Living here. A todos los ecuatorianos aquí en Chicago, un inmenso abrazo. Nos vemos hoy día noche. Por fin, como presidente, puedo encontrarme con ellos. Y en general, un inmenso abrazo a todos los hermanos de la patria grande, la comunidad latinoamericana, viviendo en esta gran ciudad.
2 years of Spanish, I understood every word.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. He actually said a lot of nice things about those who live here, and then he said, I'm surprised how bald Steve is. I did not see that part coming. You are the big story. We'll do that right after this break on 720 WGN. All right, let's get to the big story. Andre Darles is here. We have President Rafael Correa from Ecuador here, my friend Peter Greenberg, the travel guru, petergreenberg.com. He came up with a website all by himself. And Andre, take it away.
Well, we are very excited to have you in studio, President Correa. You are our big story, and I know a lot of people planning to travel to Ecuador. Beautiful country, beautiful place, as we alluded to, the rainforest. There's so much to see. Talk about the misperception of safety, that it might not be safe to travel there.
Is one of the most safest countries in the region.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And what should Americans know when traveling to Ecuador? What would you want them to know?
Well, Ecuador has, as I mentioned before, four walls. The coast, well, you can find their beaches as beautiful as Caribbean ones. The highlands, you can find their mountains as beautiful as Chilean mountains. But, in fact, the only place where you can find snow-capped mountains on the equator and the highest mountain in the world, if you take into account, if you measure it from the center of the earth. Its name is Chimborazo. And you can find rainforests as in Brazil, in Colombia, in Bolivia. But just in Ecuador, you can find all the things together. And you can visit these three regions in one day. And the next day, our amazed tourists can fly 1.5 hour long in order to visit Galapagos Island, unique in the world, and World Natural Heritage declared by UNESCO.
Speaking of safety and security, you know, the Galapagos, you can't have tourism unless you're being responsible about it. And since 1986, they have really done their homework in the Galapagos, Ecuadorian government, in terms of not only preserving but protecting that region. They just extended an exclusion zone so that if you want to go there and dive, great, you can't take anything with you. You want to go fishing, you can't go fishing there. You go there, you observe, and the animals are, as I experienced with the president, we went diving with sharks, no cages. and they are so used to humans that they basically leave you alone. At least they left me alone.
Well, you were more worried about the piranha.
The Galapagos Marine Reserve is the biggest in the world, and around the Wolf and Darwin Islands, we declared marine sanctuary. That means you can touch that. And even the visitors are controlled, limited.
Listen, I speak your form of English. I understood sanctuary. Yeah, you're doing just fine, Mr. President. You really are. The gentleman sitting to your right and my left is a legend here. He is the number one agricultural and business reporter in America, Orion Samuelson. So when we come back, I wanted him to talk to you a little bit about ag in your country.
Okay.
We're continuing to be the United Nations of American talk this morning.
And the chocolate and coffee, too.
And by the end of the show...
Chocolate from Ecuador, huh?
Yeah.
And coffee from Ecuador.
Yeah.
Mr. President, by 9 o'clock, I intend to increase tourism in Ecuador by 10,000%. So
thank
it's a modest goal.
This is the Steve Cochran Show.
WGN Radio is the sound of Chicago.
720 WGN.
841. President Rafael Correa from Ecuador and Peter Greenberg, his wingman, here. And before I introduce you to Orion Samuelson, Peter, again, explain to folks the show and the specific reason you're here in Chicago.
Well, the name of the show is The Royal Tour. We've been doing it for about 15 years. Individual heads of state take me on an amazing up-close and personal tour of their country, just the two of us. Imagine two guys on a road trip. That's what we did.
It's a buddy picture.
It is, with a happy ending. And basically, I get to see a country. I've been going to Ecuador for over 30 years. I have never seen the country the way I saw it with the president, obviously, because we had access to things, but not just things that other people couldn't do. Everything you see on the show is everything anybody can do.
And what was the biggest surprise for you?
The biggest surprise for me, I have to tell you, was the rainforest, because when we climbed up together, this unbelievable 150-foot erected steel bridge at 4:30 in the morning to watch the sun come over the canopy. It's not just what you're watching, it's what you're hearing, the sounds of the jungle. And then he threw me in the water.
It's got to be incredibly spiritual.
Well, it is. You know what? We were standing there, and the president said to me, this is where I come to get away from it all, because it's the only time you can actually hear yourself think and spend the time to do it. And anybody can come do that. It's just amazing.
The two people on the show that have traveled more than any other are you, Andrea, and Orion Samuelson, who joins us now. Orion, have you been to Ecuador?
I have not been to Ecuador. I've been to South America, but not Ecuador.
Well, here's your opportunity.
You should come to visit us, you know.
I should, because I've been to Brazil and Argentina, because they are major competitors in the agricultural community. But my question to you is, with everybody needing food, who is your biggest trading partner in agriculture?
Perhaps the United States, you know. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what do you want to sell to us, and what do you buy from us?
We have a very good production of bananas, the best.
I love
roses,
a banana.
The Ecuadorian roses are the best. You buy a lot of
roses. Well, if I'm going to get married at that chapel you talked about, I'm going to need roses.
Shrimp, cocoa, coffee.
You now know? We got the honeymoon
cocoa
figured
the best in the world, too, you know?
Where do you grow your coffee, on the mountainsides or on the low levels?
No, the coast, but in the rainforest, you know?
Yes, in the rainforest, yes. Mm-hmm.
And you can find coffee in the Amazon region.
Is it difficult to harvest coffee from the rainforest?
Not so difficult, no. It seemed that, before our ancestors were cultivating coffee there. Yeah.
Okay.
Do they harvest by hand?
Yes, sir.
So they
because
have to pick the cocoa bean.
It demands a lot of jobs.
Okay. Yes. And what would you like to sell more to us than you're selling now? What are you
working
on?
We're trying to diversify our economy. For instance, not to sell something physic, but services, tourism.
Okay.
Okay? We have a huge potential, tourist potential, so we are inviting you to visit us. An outstanding country.
And I know our Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, was in Chile and Peru recently. But
what happened with Ecuador?
I don't know. I will
right,
talk to
right,
him.
Right, right. He needs to talk to him, right?
When I see him. But how are trade relations between your country and our country? Do we get along pretty well?
Yes. The American market is the most important market for us.
Okay. Yes. And what do you want to buy from us?
Well, we buy a lot of things, for instance, cars, etc., but usually industrialized goods, not primary goods.
Okay? And agriculturally?
Perhaps, yes. I don't know the name in English, soja.
Oh, soy.
Oh, soybeans.
Soybeans. Oh, Illinois. We got lots of soy for you.
Midwest.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. And thank you, because Brazil really is a major soybean producer, so thank you for coming to us.
You know, we buy soya from Argentina, too, from Brazil, something, but also from United States.
I got a guy that's going to get you a price on soybeans. It's unbelievable. It's going to be so good for the both of us. Orion Samuelson, it is great to, how about that, the president and our fearless leader right here together.
That's right.
You are very hardworking people. Congratulations. It's incredible.
Thank you.
We'll take one more quick break.
Farmers.
Yes.
We'll take one more quick break, and then I have to ask you about somebody that came up in the news. Tico. Tico, the beloved children's clown of Ecuador, who I knew nothing about until very recently, because as you know, this is the home of Bozo.
Bozo the clown, yeah.
Bozo the American clown.
On.
It's another similarity. It's a similarity between our countries, not so far apart. 8:45, quick traffic first from Mary.
And we still have train stop Metro Burlington line inbound and outbound stopped at Downers Grove due to an accident involving a pedestrian. Also outbound Ryan at 63rd, left lane blocked with an accident. Inbound Ike's up to 1:15 from 53, 10 out. 52 inbound Kennedy, 42 on the inbound Stevenson. Traffic sponsored by Jewel. Shop Jewel, save on USDA Choice boneless beef bottom round roast, $3.49 a pound. And a dozen large Lucerne eggs are just 88 cents, limit 4. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
The big story, by the way, I don't think I mentioned it, sponsored by Midwestern University Multi-Specialty Clinic and the Wintrust Community Banks Hour continues. You got bags under your eyes, you got puffiness under your eyes, you don't have to use Genucel. You put Genucel under your eyes, you're going to look great. Like a president of Ecuador is a good-looking dude. Right? Am I right? Am I right?
You are right about that.
Right. Is that a correct protocol? Good-looking dude, Peter, does that qualify?
You're over the line already.
Oh, I am? Okay. Yeah. Okay. And I don't know if he uses Genucel or not, but it would be another gift from our country to his, just to pass it along. Genucel, bringing nations together since I don't know when, and making you look better and feel better about your face. So put a little on in the morning and a little bit on at night, and in the first 12 hours, you're going to feel the effects of your money back. Get big savings. Genucel's risk-free introductory offer is double your order absolutely free now at 800-933-5196. It's 800-933-5196. It's Genucel. We're live in the Allstate Showcase studio. You know Bozo. Do you know Tico? When we come back at 720 WGN.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show, 720 WGN.
The president of Ecuador, Rafael Correa, and I must compliment you on your support staff and your team. Very professional and,
thank you very much.
Wonderful people. And how long do you want to do this? How long do you want to be in public life?
No, I will finish my term next year.
Right.
May.
But then
70.
But then
20, yes.
But as I understand the Constitution, you'd have an opportunity later on. Do you think you'd want to do it again?
No, I seem to be retired. You know, I am very tired.
Because of this interview?
No, because a lot of things. You know, I'm going to have 10 years as president.
That's a long time.
Yes.
It's a long time.
Long.
Steve, I have to give you a little history here. Before President Correa was president,
yes,
Ecuador, depending on how you count,
yes,
had a 10-year period in which they had, some people tell you 7 presidents, some people tell you 11. None of them finished their terms. It was like a revolving door. He's the longest-serving president in recent history for anybody in that
we
country.
We used to have a lot of political instability. Now I can give to my successor a very stable country.
You know what's going on in this country with the presidential race. Have you ever met Donald Trump?
No, never.
Okay. I know you've at least followed it from afar. Any thoughts?
Well, best luck for American people.
Now, but this is interesting to me because I am well documented to not be a Trump fan. But you are a very public person. You're very active in social media. What do the people of Ecuador think of your public persona? Do they see you as a guy they love as an entertainer, or keep them entertained as well as a politician?
No, come on, thank God.
You say come on a lot. These are all legitimate questions.
Thank God we have a lot of popular support. You know,
right?
Our government is very popular, but not because the president, because our public policies, social policies, economic policies. For instance, we have reduced inequality a lot. Ecuador was one of the most unequal countries in the region, and also we have reduced poverty.
Right, and poverty, of course, is a huge problem here as well. Is there any particular program you are...
But there, poverty is because inequality. We have enough resources to have to eliminate poverty. But the difference between rich people and poor people are terrible.
I promise you, it's a very big issue or a very big issue that's being talked about here as well.
But there is a difference. You're a rich country. We're a middle class, if you want, country. So when you have this huge... bad income distribution, and you are middle rent country, that means you have very rich people and very poor people.
Well, when you leave the office of president, is that one of the things you'll feel best about, the ability you've given people who are poor
of
to course, do better?
I think our most important duty and moral imperative is to eliminate poverty.
Listen to the English, moral imperative.
You dropped that.
University of Illinois.
Yeah, but you know what he said when you asked him about singing? He said, I think it's an abuse of power.
That's exactly right. We were talking about it off the air.
When I take a mic to sing, it's an abuse of power.
But he plays a mean guitar.
Tell me about your family. Children?
Yes, three kids.
And how old are they? How old are they?
Well, the oldest one is a girl, 22. Uh-huh. The second one, 19. And the last one, 13.
Any interest in politics from the older children?
Perhaps, because my two older daughters are studying in France. And the oldest one, biology and scientific field. And the second one, yes, journalist. But towards the political field.
Yeah. I thought we'd leave the most important question for last. Tico.
a good friend of mine.
Bozo the Clown.
An icon in Ecuador.
This is the Tribune Tower. This is an epic piece of architecture in Chicago, if not in the entire country, in the world. Bozo the Clown is a clown that was invented for children that has been around since
56.
And Bozo is still beloved after all these years. Tico Tico was around when you were a child, or was it after?
Yes, of course. Okay. We grew up with Tico Tico's song.
I got to say, I don't know Bozo's relatives. But Tico Tico surprised you at your birthday party.
Yes, 2 years ago.
Yes. Is Tico Tico someone you can call on if you need the country to feel better?
Yes, well, why not? Because our generation is very identified with this person.
So children still love Tico Tico today?
Still, but, he has perhaps 40 years of career, you know.
How about that? Does he do pretty well? Does Tico Tico do well?
No, he's an incredible clone.
Yeah, but he's doing okay? Tico
yes,
Tico?
Of
yeah. Got a nice house? Got a nice Tico Tico?
I don't know his house, but...
I got more commands out of the president. Than...
being very funny.
Well, listen, it is a pleasure to see you.
Thank you very much, Steve.
The best thing for our country
I am very happy for coming back to Chicago.
I bet.
I love this city. It's a very beautiful city. And this is a very beautiful building. Huh?
You mentioned before about the fraternity thing at University of Illinois.
Oh, yeah. Mary was asking, were you in a fraternity at the University of Illinois?
Excuse me?
A fraternity at the University of Illinois.
I don't think he was.
No.
Okay. No.
Fraternity, a group of students dedicated to having a good time on a Friday night.
Oh, no.
Fraternity. Yes.
There was no time, you know. I studied with two little kids.
You were in a family.
Difficult.
Oh,
very
yeah.
hard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know, my mentor, my professor, a dear friend, passed away 2 weeks ago.
Oh, I'm
Professor
sorry to
Bernard
hear that. Bayer. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, it's great to have you back.
That guy changed my life because thanks to him, I was able to come to study in Illinois.
Well, listen, it's an honor to have you back. You're welcome in Chicago anytime. And I salute you, my friend, Peter Greenberg, doing his best to bring the world a little closer
and
through
the show.
And the show,
The Royal Tour of Ecuador, this Thursday night on WTTW.
Perfect. Come, everybody, to visit us.
Oh, we're going to
do it. You will be
impressed. Nice to see you. A quick photo before you leave, and then we'll take care of some business, and you'll be on your way. What's the rest of your day now? Are you?
We're all over the place today. Plus, we're going to screen it tonight with the guys at WTTW. They're going to see it for the first time.
But there's a chance people may see you and the president around town today.
They will definitely see us around town today.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, Steve, Andrea, Dave, all you need is Ecuador.
You need is Ecuador.
See, you got branding now. You got the brand message.
Look at you. Didn't
it's
miss
our
it.
Slogan.
It's
we
very
advertised
nice.
Ecuador in the Super Bowl last year.
Very nice.
Yes, with
very
this
nice.
Slogan.
Yeah,
all you
nice.
Need is Ecuador.
All we'll say it together. All you need is Ecuador. Nice to see you, sir.
Nice to see you.
Safe travels, and thank you, Peter.